let's get out and explore this world, thanks to the work by my next guest. She's dubbed and branded as the lady who reminds us of the places to see before we die. Basically, 1,000 places to see before you die. Bestsellers all over the world. 4 million followers on Facebook. But now you bring us, Patricia Schultz, a new photo-driven deluxe edition. The 1,000 places to see before you die. The world as you've never seen it before. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for you. Boy, I know you've had several, let's just say, editions of your places to die, whether it's in the U.S. of A, you've been around the world. And of course, I'll open with the big picture question of we're going to all die. So get out and explore.
Yes. I was always amazed that people found this somewhat alarming when it first came out in 2003, which was the soft covered book, the original book. Because like you said, there's really only one thing in life. Even the taxes is somewhat questionable, but this is no dress rehearsal. We have one chance to give it to the maximum. And if travel is what sparks your joy, I think we really need to do as much of it as possible and as soon as possible, and to travel as far as possible and to get all of the difficult places out of the way first, or all of those places that are your priorities, your short list on your bucket list.
Right. Let's talk about your list. Of course, now a visual journey of the best the world has to offer. What are the top places we really need to see before we die?
You know, that's such an important question for a traveler, whether, you know, a rookie, first-timer, or somebody who's, you know, maybe seen so much and needs to reassess ultimately what are those places left to see, because it's such a personal thing. You know, what appeals to me may not have, you know, you get off the couch. So I think you need to have that conversation with yourself. Is it natural beauty? Is it man-made beauty? Is it culture? Is it, you know, the national parks of the world? Is it festivals? And then what kind of festivals? Music, food? So this book, I think the beauty of the book is that it's so comprehensive, both geographically and in terms of the kind of places I suggest, that there, you know, I hope there really is a whole lot for each person to, you know, that resonates in each person. Because of 1,000, if you can't find even a few hundred places, then I would question if you had a heartbeat.
Yes. Patricia, now you bring in the visual aspect. What does that do to our desires?
Oh, I think this is the moment of Instagram-ability. So in that wonderful age-old expression that a photo is worth 1,000 words, I think we've always been attracted or intrigued by beautiful photography, and it's a immediacy. You know, like in the original book, I was always striving with words to be evocative and to convince people of, you know, the specialness of a particular place. But in this book, which is big and hard-covered and oversized and just a gorgeous work, I think, of beautiful photography that we meticulously and painstakingly collected, I think it, you know, says everything at a glance, that the first book, which continues to be very popular because I think of the variety and the possibilities that are out there. But this book, I think you can, you know, open randomly and find, you know, someplace maybe you've never even heard of, or all of the iconic, beautiful, must-visit places in your lifetime.
Once again, Patricia Schultz with us. Her latest is out, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, the world as you've never seen it before. As we start to approach our holidays, you actually have tips for holiday travel and great last-minute holiday getaways. Again, you're talking to us here in Michigan.
Yes, I am, which means that you either can see so much within a car drive away, other than, you know, visiting your in-laws, or you can do last-minute trips to Europe, which is so wonderful during the Christmas holidays or the end-of-the-year holidays. They have all of those great Christmas markets, which used to be mostly in the large cities like Vienna and Munich, and now Paris, London, and all of the large cities in the U.S. I don't know if you find this in Michigan, but even in New York, where I'm from, we have wonderful Christmas markets that are reminiscent. They're far more enjoyable, I think, if you get on a plane and enjoy them in Europe, where many of them originated. Some of them as far back as the 14th, 15th century, so they really know their way around the holidays.
Great. What else is important that we must know when it comes to traveling and, getting things done?
Well, somebody just reminded me yesterday that the one thing you cannot forget to pack in your suitcase is patience. And I had to add to that a sense of humor. If you think that it's always a walk in the park and easy peasy and everything will go smoothly as you see and, you know, on the big screen and in the movies and in travel documentaries, you need to be flexible. I think you need to go with the flow. And I think you need to be ready for something wonderful. And the more grateful you are that you have the chance, the opportunity to get up and out, that you have a passport, not every American does, that, you know, the more grateful you are, the more you enjoy the place that you're experiencing, and to immerse yourself and to meet the locals and to, you know, get lost and wander and go with the flow and just enjoy what the travel gods put in your path.
There you go. You heard it from the best. Get your bucket list done. Author Patricia Schultz back with her latest guide, 1,000 Places to Visit Before You Die. The World as You've Never Seen It Before.